This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, August 15th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Suspected Muslim terrorists in northern Nigeria killed Daniel Yatai, an 86-year-old Christian, in his home in Kaduna State shortly after 11 p.m. on August 2nd. Plus, they kidnapped two others who were later released, likely after ransom payments, reports Evangelical Focus. According to his son, Philip Yatai, quote, "The terrorists forcefully broke into their home as they were already sleeping, shot our dad, and kidnapped my niece," end quote, 21-year-old Brenda Friday. The ransom demand was for $35,845. While not disclosing whether a ransom was paid, Yatai confirmed on August 5th that his niece had been released. Nigeria is the seventh most dangerous country for Christians, according to Open Doors. Salman Rushdie, the 75-year-old author of 12 novels, including The Satanic Verses, has been taken off a ventilator and can talk again after having been stabbed on stage on Friday, August 12th at a Chautauqua, New York event, reports the BBC. The Indian-born British-American novelist was raised in a liberal Muslim household, but now describes himself as a, quote, "hardline atheist," end quote. He has faced years of death threats for his novel, The Satanic Verses, which Muslims see as blasphemous. Rushdie's claim is that the words which Islam's false prophet Muhammad recorded in the Quran were inspired by Satan, not the one true God. The book was banned in Iran, where the late leader Ayatollah Khomeini issued a 1989 fatwa or edict calling for Rushdie's death, offering more than $3 million for anyone who kills him. Hadi Matar, age 24, of Fairview, New Jersey, is accused of running onto the stage and stabbing Rushdie at least 10 times in the face, neck, and abdomen. The novelist suffered severed nerves in one arm, damage to his liver, and will likely lose an eye. On August 3rd, President Joe Biden signed an executive order requiring Medicaid to use taxpayer dollars to pay for mothers to travel across state lines to kill their babies, reports LifeNews.com. Proverbs 8, verse 36 says, "All who hate wisdom love death." Biden's executive order is in direct violation of the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding of abortions, which applies to all programs funded by the Department of Health and Human Services, including Medicaid. Therefore, if the federal government is prohibited from paying for abortion, it cannot pay for transportation costs to get an abortion. For policymakers, this only further underscores the importance of protecting and strengthening the Hyde Amendment. Open Secrets released a report revealing that the Planned Parenthood Action Fund has spent unprecedented sums of money on lobbying in the past 3 months, the most they have ever spent in the second quarter of a year, reports Live Action. The report explained, quote, "Planned Parenthood Action Fund spent over $739,000 in the first half of 2022 on federal lobbying on issues including abortion access. This comes after the organization reported a 4,000% increase in donations after the Supreme Court," end quote, overturned Roe v. Wade. In addition, quote, "Planned Parenthood Action Fund's pressure campaign has focused on lobbying for the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, as well as pushing for key bills in the U.S. House and Senate," end quote. Actress Anne Heche, age 53, crashed her car on August 5th in Mar Vista, California at a high rate of speed, reports the Los Angeles Times. Heche was on life support after crashing her car, which then caught on fire. She suffered significant burns in the crash. On Thursday, a spokesman for the Los Angeles Police Department confirmed that a blood test showed Heche was under the influence of narcotics at the time, likely cocaine. She was rushed to a Los Angeles hospital in critical condition and was declared brain dead last Thursday night. While most media accounts described Heche as, quote, "legally dead," end quote, on August 11th, her heart was still beating through Sunday afternoon, August 14th. And her body was on life support to preserve viable organs for donation at that time. She was reportedly taken off of life support Sunday afternoon, since organ recipients had been identified. So, her official death certificate should say August 14th, not August 11th. And finally, a student identification card sounds relatively innocuous, like something that could come in handy for a field trip. Such a card seems unlikely to serve a purpose in promoting homosexual or transgender indoctrination and deceiving parents. And yet, that's exactly what it's now being used for, reports the Washington Stand. This particular student ID card is available from ShareMyLesson.com, a community-based site that is, quote, created and maintained by the American Federation of Teachers, end quote. Instead of listing the student's given name or full name, the card provides students a space to write their, quote, government name, end quote, and then a space for the, quote, name you would like to be called in class, end quote. But that's where the card gets weird. It asks, quote, can I call you this name outside of class, end quote, presuming that a boy might want to be called a girl's name or vice versa in class, but not in front of the student's parents. The card goes on to provide space for the student's pronouns, don't you know? A simple circle around M or F for male or female should have sufficed. Yet, it cites as just, quote, some examples, he, him, they, them, she, her, end quote. Again, the question, do you want to be referred by this pronoun outside of class? Joshua Arnold, the Washington Stand author, explains, quote, these questions offer students one of temptation's classic lies. You can get all the benefits of sin's pleasure and avoid all of sin's consequences. But sin should come with the warning label, quote, I am folly. I will always betray you and enslave you, end quote, as noted by Proverbs 9, verses 13 through 18. And that's the worldview on this Monday, August 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.